All right, what is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Lure Lab. And as always, I'm your host, the Captain Andrew Full. And as always, this episode and show is a part of the Sirius Angler Network. And I just want to wish everyone and hope that everyone had a great Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year. This is going to be the last Lure Lab episode for 2023. So we're going to go out with a bang here. We're going to go out talking about our top three soft plastic baits from 2023. And just a little side note, if you hear me cough or mute myself and stop talking for a couple seconds through this episode, that's because I am dealing with a head cold. I've been coughing for like 2 weeks. It has been abysmal. So I apologize in advance if a cough comes out and I don't catch it in time, or if I just stop talking for like 3 to 4 seconds or maybe 5 seconds at a time. So I apologize. Please bear with me through this episode, but I wanted to make sure I got something up for everyone who tunes in on a weekly basis. And we look forward to 2024. We're going to have a lot of really cool episodes coming for you. And as always, if you want to reach out to us on social media via the Sirius Angler page or the Lure Lab page, please send us a DM and tell us what you would like to see from this show. So there was a cough right there. So you probably would have noticed the slight delay. But furthermore, we're going to dive into our top three soft plastics. Two of them are going to be specific baits, and one of them is going to be a bait category. So I think I'm going to start with the bait category first, because there's a lot of different ways and baits in this category. And there's going to be no particular order, 1, 2, or 3. It's just these were the three most important soft plastics to me for the 2023 season. One of them is a brand new plastic to me that I found just an unload amount of confidence in when I was largemouth fishing. The other two are going to be more smallmouth baits, but I did catch a couple really big largemouth on them as well, rigging them a specific way. So let's start with the first one, and that is going to be soft plastic swim baits. And there's all kinds of them, right? Like, you know, I've been a big advocate of the Cast Prodigy, 3-inch Spark Shad, which you can't beat, Easy Shiner 4-inch, Kytech 3.8s, 3.3s, 2.8s even, and then Megabass, the Hasdong Shad on Okashira head. So a bunch of different ways that you can rig these Okashira head with the Hasdong, or 2.8s on the Kytechs, or even the Spark Shad. You can go with your standard, any one of these. You can put on just your standard jig head. This is a Berkley Fusion, I believe, in 3/0. Hook's a little big for this. I just wanted to show you how it was rigged. So if you're listening on MP3 and you go over to the YouTube page, you'll see how all these are rigged. No specific colors. Just try to keep it very shad, natural, translucent. You're throwing these when the conditions are proper. So like sunny and calm, or overcast, a little bit of riffle. You can always bet on bass biting a soft plastic swim bait. But my favorites were Cast Prodigy. And they just came out with some new colors that they're all still in my boat. I got to get over and get everything out. But this color was actually really good to me in 2022. This little ghost purple flake guy was really good. Spark Shad, I really only used the color Real in the bluegill, which has a lot of flash in it. Easy Shiner, I like to put on an A-rig from time to time to really slim out the profile. And then the regular Kytech on the jig head, and Okashira with a Hasdong or a 2.8 Kytech. Now, these are all spinning rod applications, except for when you go to a single swimmer. I will upsize and go to a bait cast for like 12-pound fluorocarbon and really hit them hard. But that all depends on what hook you're throwing it on. The next soft plastic that I fell in love with, so I'm going to change up tunes here. We're going largemouth, we're going flipping, was this Big Bite Baits Craw Tube 4-inch. And you've seen a lot of pros throw these over the years. This color is tilapia. There's just something about tilapia that just flat out gets bit by bass. Now, there's two ways that you can rig this. One is the free rig, which we're going to have an episode coming up on. Got a really good angler lined up for that one. We're just trying to coordinate our schedule to get him on here. So we're going to talk about free rigging with him. But The biggest way that I fished this year was Texas rigged with a flipping hook. And the flipping hook that I used was the Gamagatsu G Finesse heavy cover hook. And I believe it was a 4-aught that I put in here. We're rigging it Texas rigged, weedless. So not Tex-posing, but just to the point coming out. And I fished it with like 1/2 ounce, 5/8, and 3/4 ounce flipping really sparse grass. Tilapia and green pumpkin were the two colors. And I think I caught probably 200 to 300 largemouth flipping just this tube this summer around when I went largemouth fishing. So big time fish catcher. There was a week where I had bruises on my ribs. So that one was really fun. But now I'm going to dive into my favorite soft plastic from 2023. And it played big time in the spring. I put 7 fish over 6 pounds in the boat on this boat. Not in the boat on this specific bait, not on this specific color. This color did have a pivotal role in some fish catches for me and on guide trips. And that is the Baby Z2 Strike King. This color is Siren. So it's this really bright but muted soft plastic. It's Elastec, so it's really stretchy if you're familiar with it. Now, the three ways that I did rig this bait was, one, I was demeeking it or hanging a minnow on the Dirty Jigs guppy head. I believe this is the 2-aught hook. So you would thread it on there, super glue it, and it would stand perfectly. So you drop it down underneath the boat on 2D or forward-facing sonar and catch a lot of bass that way. The next way you could do it was taking your Ichikawa CT5 hook and nose hooking it. And I would always recommend going up to like a 1, so size bigger, so size 1 to nose hook a bait of this size. So it's like a 4-inch minnow. So you would nose hook it just behind the eyes, come out the top, caught a lot of fish that way. But my favorite way to rig it was with a straight shank hook and a size 2. This is going to be a 2-aught, so I'm not going to stick it in there, but this is the Owner cover shot. And I love drop shot hooks with that silky, slick coat to them. And that's what this cover shot has. And I was primarily throwing this bait on a spinning rod, my Alpha Angler Spy Bait or DSR or wrench. It didn't really matter. If I was casting out on a drop shot, it was Spy Bait rod. If I was up and down, hanging a minnow, it was DSR. And if I was Texas rigging it like this, well, straight shank hooking it through the body, so the hook was exposed out the back. Now I was using a wrench with like 10 pound or 8 pound fluorocarbon, so I'd have a lot of pressure on those fish to really drive that hook home. Now in the spinning rod, sorry, there's always fluorocarbon, braid to fluorocarbon, so 8 to 10 pound test fluorocarbon to a drop shot weight. When I was fishing the Baby Z2, I would actually go up in weight size, so I used a lot of 1/2 ounce weights in order to get that bait down a little bit quicker because it is a bigger plastic. On the Dirty Jigs head, I apologize, it was a 3/8 ounce almost always when I was hanging the minnow. So I know I kind of ran through these really fast, and I apologize that it's a really, really short episode, but I just wanted to talk about my top 3 baits and get an episode in here. So I didn't have to cough 50 times. in your ear while you're listening. So I apologize. And I really am thankful for everyone who tunes in to our weekly episodes here on the Lure Lab. I just wanted to recap my 2023 top 3 soft plastics and how to quickly rig them and everything that went in and how I caught a lot of fish this past year. And I hope you can go out and purchase these baits on Omnia and save 10% by using the Sirius 10 link that we have on all of our social media platforms. I will put that all down in the description below so you can go out and play around and find some new favorite colors for these baits for yourself to use, put more bass in the boat. So as always, we appreciate everyone who tunes in on a weekly basis. If you're new here on the YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment down below. If you're listening on MP3, like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please do not leave a review on this episode. Go back and listen to a bunch of them. But I appreciate everyone who tunes in week in and week out. You all rock. We love you. We appreciate everyone who tunes in on Serious Angler episode and Business from the Bass Boat and a new episode, Kayak Fishing Weekly. Tons of great content we're putting out. And if you listen to the episode yesterday on the Serious Angler Network, you will hear that there are some changes coming to the way that we will be recording episodes on the Serious Angler Network to one long live show on Tuesday nights. So make sure you tune on there on YouTube or Facebook or even Twitter, I believe we stream on. So you can catch them, get all the best tips from all the pros in the industry and industry leaders and scientists. And yeah, thanks again. Happy New Year. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. And we will see you next Saturday.